Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Prayer is an essential part of a Christian's life. How many times have you heard that statement? But do you believe it? Do you believe that it is true? I have never been to a Christian gathering where prayer has not been a part of the program. So at least on the surface level, we seem to believe this. We are also aware that certain things can either delay or block the answers of prayers in our life because they hamper our relationship with God. Prayers in and of themselves would be meaningless if God wasn't involved. God has set out in His Word a system of prayer. Well, let me say a posture of prayer. Prayer must be done with the right intentions and with our hearts in the correct positions before God. The Bible says in Isaiah 29 verse 13, "And the Lord said, because this people draw near with their mouth and honor me with their lips, while their hearts are far from me, and their fear of me is a commandment taught by man." This very thing can occur in our prayer posture. We can go before God with loud mouths and impassioned lips, but deep down in our core, we are far from God. So what are some of the reasons that could delay or deny our prayers from being answered? Let us probe at these issues together by looking at the scriptures. Sin is an obvious one, and the whole spectrum of sin is an obvious one. But let's look at specific examples. Psalm 66 verse 18 is a very pointed passage on this matter. This is one that we must explore as we wrestle with this thought. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. This is a powerful example of what God said to Isaiah. David states in the previous verse that he is prudent in lip service. He cries to God with his mouth and worships him with his tongue. Nothing is wrong with doing this, as we are encouraged to do so. But if we do this and our hearts are not in the right place, it becomes a ritual of vanity. The term used for iniquity is far-reaching. It speaks to the heart being troubled and perplexed with anxiety. This is sinful because a heart that is trusting in God does not become anxious. We are told to remove anxiety from our hearts by making our request known to God through prayer and supplication. Now, I want to ask you a question. Do you bring to God everything that worries you? A woman once asked a preacher, "Do we bring to God even the small matters in our life?" And the preacher replied, "To God, all your matters, big or small, are small to Him." And that's how we should view anything that concerns you. We are told in the Bible to make our request known to God through prayer and supplication. Are you doing that today? Now back to our topic of iniquity. It also speaks to the presence of unrighteousness in our hearts. This speaks of things that are in breach of our covenant relationship with God. In the psalm, it refers to idolatry. Richard Foster states, "Idolatry is not just about worshipping the wrong God, but it's about having the wrong concept about the true living God. If our thoughts about God don't align with the God who is revealed in the Bible, then we must repent and flee from that form of idolatry. That is iniquity being harbored in our hearts, and that blocks our prayers. Sin in our passage in Psalm 66 also pertains to wickedness. If we are partakers in injustice,
it's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hatred, bitterness, and any other forms of violation against brothers and sisters, we violate God's covenant. This is a sure way to hinder our prayers. We cannot come close to God and be adversaries to those who also belong to the kingdom of God and expect God to give us the desires of our hearts when we pray. We must not be hypocritical in our pursuit of God through our prayers. When we pray, it is not just about what we say, but it is the posture of the heart. Check your motives. The things we pray for, why are we praying for them? James 4:3 states, "You ask and you do not receive, because you ask amiss." We must check our motives and seek God, not for self-serving or self-gratifying reasons. Secondly, our prayers are blocked and hindered by disobedience. As we seek to open channels of dialogue with God, where we speak to Him and He answers, we must also look at the blockage of disobedience. As a disciple of Christ, we must live up to that title. Disciples are disciplined people. This means that they adhere to God's commands. This is an essential characteristic of a disciple, and this is one that we need to develop. Being a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ requires total commitment, absolute commitment. Being a disciple is not something that you can do with one foot in the door and one foot out of the door, one foot in the kingdom of God, one foot in the world. No, you need to be totally committed to following His word. Disobedience comes in two forms. Charles Spurgeon lends us two definitions. Firstly, I quote, that obedience which is not voluntary is disobedience. For the Lord looketh at the heart, and if He seeth that we serve Him by force and not because we love Him, He will reject such an offering. If we simply obey because we are forced to do so by man or mandate, God does not delight in such. And according to Spurgeon, God rejects our offerings, our prayers being part of what we bring before Him. God desires a relationship of love and not fear. The fear of hell or punishment is not an adequate reason to obey God. God is not a fire escape. He wants us to obey Him on the basis that He loves us, not because He's our ticket out of hell. He wants us to obey Him because we know He loves us and because we love Him. Proverbs 28 verse 9 states, "One who turns away his ears from the hearing of the law, even his prayer is an abomination." This is the second form of disobedience. Here, we stand in contravention of the laws of God. Charles Spurgeon quotes, "You and I must be willing to do what God tells us, as God tells us, when God tells us, because God tells us. But only strong faith will be equal to such complete obedience." God has spoken, and I believe He's still speaking to us in our daily lives. When He speaks, we must adhere to what He says. This cannot be at our own convenience. When we are told by God to do something, we must do it. When we are told by God to do something, we must do it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.